It's your hometown morning show with Dave and Doreen on 96.5 WKLH.
Are you tired of tipping?
It depends on what it is, but you know what? Let me tell you, yesterday I spent the day going and getting stuff done for me. I got a haircut, I had a pedicure, I did some sugaring, and I had to tip on all of those, and I was okay with it because those were all services that rendered that were deserving. But when I buy something from Walgreens, I'm not tipping the clerk.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or when you go in and order a sandwich at the counter somewhere. Like there's a little sandwich shop near our house.
Yeah.
They just take your order and punch it in.
Yeah.
Then they spin the screen around and then there it is. None.
Are they making the sandwich?
10%. They're not. No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like I need to tip like Subway.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's...
That's kind of what I'm talking
about. Yeah.
Well, new research out claims the average American spends an estimated $454 a year tipping more than we would like to. And 26% of people say they're always or often put on the spot and guilted into tipping more than they want to tip.
I'll tell you the one that really irks me is at AmFam Field, and you're getting those roasted nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, you can't sit in the ballpark and not get those, I feel like. Right. And there's a girl that works there, and I've twice dealt with the same girl. All she does is grab it and give it to me. She's not packaging it. She's not making it. She's not anything. It's just a standalone kiosk. And both times I didn't tip, and both times I got if looks could kill.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Now, you know, we're not talking, by the way, about the conventional 15 to 20% tipping at restaurants.
Right.
Or for the services like Doreen just
Absolutely.
Explained.
Yep.
It's this recent optional tipping that's shown up on credit card screens and digital payment apps, or when the suggested tips are higher than usual percentages.
Sure. Like, here's your, would you like to tip 30%?
Mm-hmm.
No.
So essentially what it's saying is that we are tipping $37.80 extra a month, more than we want to. It's about $1.26 a day, $1.26 a day. For some workers, that may seem low. Especially if you're strong-armed into tips at casual counter-service lunch spots or encouraged to tip more than they want for ride shares. Now, there are situations where it's more extortion than a tip. Let me explain.
Yeah.
An airline passenger, this story came out of Newark, New Jersey, airline passenger at a United ticketing counter last week, and the agent checked their bag and said, it's a half pound too heavy. And the agent said, don't worry, I don't see anything, and then gave the guy a high five. And the customer thought he was getting a nice break, but then the guy said, you can leave a tip right there, pointing to a spot on the counter. The customer asked if he was for real, and the guy said, yeah, I'm for real. So he gave him $5. And now this dude says he didn't care at first, but later he thought about it. He felt it was a little weird, especially... since he said I was pretty sure my bag was not over. When I got home, I weighed my bag, and it was 44 pounds. He thinks he was scammed.
Oh, yeah.
So he reported it to United on their website. United has not responded. We always weigh our bags ahead of time, though.
I don't. I feel like I've never been over, and so I kind of feel like when I...
You just jinxed it right there.
I know, and I'm flying too. Yeah. But I pack with the suitcase on my bed, and then the physical lifting it off the bed and putting it onto the ground, I feel like I can tell if it's too heavy. Because I don't think I could lift it off of the bed and put it onto the ground by myself if it
so
was over.
So is that going to be your argument if they weigh it and it's like,
yes.
I'm sorry, ma'am, this is 52 pounds. That's
no,
impossible,
no,
sir.
Because I lifted
this up off my bed and I would not have been able to do that. This is way better than the lady in Memphis. You saw that, right? The lady in Memphis. Did you see the lady in Memphis, which
no.
she did?
Dumbass.
21 years old, arrested Sunday at the Memphis airport. She was carrying 56 pounds of pot in her checked luggage. Kiara Carter.
With clothes?
Just this 56 pounds of pot. Nothing else.
Oh, man.
They didn't catch her, by the way, because she was over the 50-pound limit. The police said one of her bags busted open on a luggage cart, and they asked her for permission to search it. And she agreed, probably because she was really high.
Sure.
And they found it, 56 pounds of marijuana, which obviously is a felony because it's possession with the intent to sell.
But yeah, well, I mean, she could argue she was it was all personal use, but
for 420 maybe.
Right. If only she had given a five
See?
To the guy.
Yeah, right.
Maybe. Comedian John Fish talks about the tags we have to put on our luggage.
When you travel, they make you stick a tag on your luggage. That makes me nervous, because what if it gets stolen? That's like I'm saying, here's some of my clothes and my valuables. If you enjoy them, here's my address. Come on over. That's where the rest of my stuff is. I will be in Florida for a couple weeks. You know that. You have my day planner.